a vampire. Sent to drain secret destroyers.
Well, as we were talking about there, Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to start the trial. He doesn't need to wait on the Democrats. He doesn't need their approval. He doesn't need their vote of confidence. He doesn't need anything, in fact. Said he's ready to move forward. My next guest here has expertise in this area. Dr. Nick Obenheiden, is a federal litigation attorney, trial attorney, constitutional law expert, and so much more. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you here. So, all right, Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to get started, but he can't get started, can he, unless something is sent over. What does he do in the meantime?
Well, the interesting portion here of this process is that typically, whenever an impeachment occurs, whether it's the president or any other public official, the House needs a vote. But then, just like a lawsuit is not effective without service, this impeachment, the articles of impeachment, need to reach the Senate. As we all know, that has not happened in the last couple of weeks, which is unprecedented.
So let me ask you this then, because there's some debate about this, and I'm just curious what your opinion is as a legal mind. Has there actually been an impeachment? If the articles are never sent, sake of argument, if the articles are never sent, has an impeachment actually occurred, or is it just an incomplete pass?
Excellent question. And if you use the analogy to a lawsuit is not effective just by filing it. You need to serve it. Interestingly, the Democratic expert that testified for the Democrats in the House, he himself argued that without this second step, meaning vote plus handing over the articles, one can make the argument that the president has in fact not even been impeached.
Right. Filed but not served.
Correct.
All right. So my guess is that Nancy Pelosi, because of the pressure from Dianne Feinstein and Joe Manchin, and now Richard Blumenthal and all the others, is going to have to move forward. What are your thoughts?
Well, the longer the Democrats wait, the longer the House waits, the less convincing and compelling is the argument that this president has done something so egregious and outrageous that he needs to be tried. The longer you wait, the less convincing is the argument that there's an urgency, a national security urgency. And I think at this point, the Senate is simply taking things into their own hands, creating new dynamics and forcing a decision one way or another.
Right. And I agree. All right. But I think that let's talk politics for a moment here. Dr. Nick Obenheiden here. Doctor, let's talk politics for a minute, because this has lost its juice. I mean, you look at the polling numbers are terrible on impeachment now. The numbers are inverted. More people oppose impeachment now than at any time since the polls were taken starting on October the 1st, 2019. People realize that if it was urgent, it would have gone to the Senate. If it really mattered, it would have gone to the Senate. But they know that there's just nothing here. It's much like the Mueller report. There's no juice for them politically, and it could cost them dearly at the polls come November. Your thoughts?
Well, unlike the House, the Senate takes the position that we are not turning this into a political stunt. So whether or not it helps, stabilizes, or improves the ratings for the president, this is a serious accusation. We are not afraid of taking that challenge, addressing the concerns, and at the end of the day, in all likelihood, dismissing this impeachment as unfounded.
Almost certainly. You know, and then you've got Adam Schiff, the House Intel Committee chair, saying that he is going to have hearings sometime soon to discuss how Donald Trump came to kill General Soleimani in Iran. I think that at some point, I'm going to go to basic economics, there's a diminishing law of returns. You could only go to the well so many times, doctor, before people say, would you cut it out? I mean, don't we have a basic sense of fairness in America? If you're going to impeach the guy, finish the project. Don't just try to tar and feather him and leave him there with an inconclusive outcome. It's not appropriate. Stop the endless investigations. Don't call hearings because a terrorist leader was killed. Am I wrong?
I think you're absolutely right. And one thing not to forget, filing an impeachment against the president of the United States has to remain an extraordinary relief when essentially nothing else is possible to stop a crime that affects the American people committed by the president.
Well, exactly right.
If you have all the luxury of time to wait, you simply lose credibility, and just adding subsequent investigations left and right, at some point, and I think the point will be in November, the American people will make a decision of whether that is a process that should be politicized.
Well, I agree with that. Dr. Nick Oberheiden here with us this morning talking about the legal ins and outs. Here's one last question for you, Doctor. We've got about a minute left here. And that is the notion, the idea, the suggestion by Democrats that they'll just impeach him again. If this doesn't, you know, get him out of, they'll impeach again. They'll impeach again. Endless impeachment. And at some point, I think that collapses upon them. I'll give you the last word.
And you see, this goes to my previous answer, which is the impeachment process is such an extraordinary relief in the and under the Constitution that we should not use it as a routine political tool to attack an opponent in an upcoming election.
Well, there you go. And, Doctor, I greatly appreciate you weighing in here. It's Dr. Nick Oberheiden. He is an expert on constitutional law and a trial attorney and a federal litigation attorney, a busy young man. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. So the impeachment fiasco needs to come to some sort of a conclusion at some point. I mean, either they're going to do something or they're not, or maybe the Senate will change the rules, as Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has suggested. Just change the rules. You get 25 days to bring the articles of impeachment. If you don't do it in a timely fashion, we will dismiss and move on. And filed but not served. Is it a lawsuit? You can file it, but if you never serve anybody, it's not a lawsuit. It's the Steve Gerber Show.